This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Event. The United States votes in a populist president, and that president begins the uphill battle of mending the fabric of the U.S. Constitution, torn apart by puppets installed by an embedded foreign globalist system.
Would you ever have Donald Trump on your show?
No.
What if he asked you?
No.
What about Melania? Would you have her on your show?
Melania? What, to talk about what? She can barely speak English.
Of course, the brainwashing, social engineering media minions have their claws so deeply dug into the psychological soil of the nation that the legalized propaganda quietly enacted in 2013 under President Obama will not stop. No matter how diligently the Trump administration refutes the lamestream media's alternative facts.
You know, I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth. And they sort of made it sound like I had a feud with the intelligence community. And I just want to let you know, the reason you're number one stop, it is exactly the opposite. Exactly. And they understand that, too.
Think how dumb they think you are. To show the gates when they open at 8:30, and people just start pouring in. They want to show nobody. People know that would be a lie. So you see them all pouring in. They'll show you hours later when it's the biggest crowd ever.
CNN actually put out this gigapixel photograph of the inauguration. They debunked themselves on that crowd size. You can go to it and see how huge the crowd was.
Or they say, yeah, he took out the Martin Luther King bus. The whole media runs with it. And it's just ongoing.
We had a tweet go out about Martin Luther King. Think about how racially charged that is. And someone rushes out and says to the entire press corps that the President of the United States has removed the bust from his office. Do you, I mean, think about what the signal... Hold on, please.
No,
he actually applies to, quote, my colleagues. That's the exact quote. Okay? That quote, that report got tweeted out around. And to report... Where was the apology to the President of the United States? Where was the apology to millions of people who read that and thought how racially insensitive that was?
But the first time he confronts the public, it's a falsehood?
Chuck, I mean, if we're going to keep referring to our press secretary in those types of terms, I think that we're going to have to rethink our relationship here. But look what happened the day before, talking about falsehoods. We allow the press in, and what happens almost immediately? A falsehood is told about removing the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. That's just flat out false.
If it wasn't obvious before, it has to be now. Any rational American can plainly see President Donald J. Trump has hit the ground running into his first 100 days and already has a 57% approval rating according to Rasmussen polls. Compared to the king of the snowflakes and the fascist and racist left's Barack Obama, who after 8 years of unyieldingly wounding the republic had an average approval rating of 47.9% according to a Gallup poll.
We have to accept that there is prejudice that exists within our own party, and we have to be able to have this conversation. And my job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt. My job is to shut other white people down when they want to say, oh no, I'm not prejudiced. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. My job is to make sure that they get, that they have privilege, and until we shut our mouths, and we listen to those people who don't. And we lift our people up so that we all have equity in this country.
As CNS News reports, that puts him behind Richard Nixon, who resigned, and George W. Bush, who saw his approval rating drop as low as 25% near the end of his term. When the history books are written, the only change former President Barack Obama brought was a growth of the awareness to the bulk of the American people that the system and the talking heads protecting that system are far more corrupt and desperate than we initially realized. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
In
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists, who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in. And I'll take care of you. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now, you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you bit me, heavens why. You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering what's happening in this country, it is simply the return of America. The globalists had a bold plan to hijack every sovereign nation on Earth and then basically steal their resources for a planned world government, a very oppressive planned world government. They were so arrogant, they wrote white papers, they gave speeches, they wrote books about it. And so myself and many others in the last few decades went and compiled those articles, those speeches, and those interviews from television, C-SPAN, you name it, and showed the world and made films and wrote our own books and built our own media. They just sat there arrogantly laughing at us over and over again when we had the facts. We had the culture. And now they're not laughing anymore, are they? No. They're screaming for blood. They're screaming for civil war. They're screaming for death. Let's go to DrudgeReport.com that I've got here on screen today. Because Drudge just always has the perfect way to put it all down so simply, but also in a complex way. Dow Jones roars past 20,000. That's 1,300,000,000,000 in since he was elected November 8th. Let's look down, though, in the left-hand corner. Peter Thiel, one foot out of the USA, wealthy Americans fear impending civil war, evacuating to New Zealand. I've been telling people that for 8 years. Now it's all admitted. But let me tell you where else they're going. They're going to Kauai, the most westerly and most northerly Hawaiian island, one of the most remote, where they filmed Jurassic Park and King Kong. And Zuckerberg is suing hundreds of Hawaiians trying to take their land. Isn't that just cute to build his giant mansion? Hawaiians call Mark Zuckerberg the face of neocolonialism over land lawsuits. But notice, he's the one screaming Black Lives Matter and funding it and pushing a race war, while he himself, just like the UN does, goes in and takes people's property. That's how they operate. And believe me, he's building an armored fortress out in San Francisco around his house. That's admitted. He wants walls. You know, I want to put a meme out. I mean, we did this last year and Trump picked up on it and others did. But where we show the Great Wall of China, and we say it's okay for them to have one, not racist. And then right next to it, we have Mexico's border fence and wall. Mexico, not racist, not a problem. And then we can also show, again, many other walls that other governments and other groups have, like the Vatican. Some of their walls are 200 feet tall. The average is about 50 feet. I've been there. And then next to it, show the little spindly fences we've got in a few spots and say, racist. Again, it's the total mind control of this. And that's just Zuckerberg building his wall out in Kauai. That's nothing on his 700 acres. Well, he's trying to grab more. He's got a big wall in San Francisco and is buying up all the surrounding neighborhood to bulldoze it and turn it into his own compound. And we get the fact you want privacy and you want a wall, bro. But then you've got armed security. You've got the best there is, but you don't want us to be able to own guns, just like Hillary and Michael Moore. You're hypocrites. You're elitists. You're dirtbags. You know, I was thinking this morning about a place where I have dropped the ball, and that is chronicling how much in just 5 days Trump has delivered. And even with his actions acting as president-elect, he did more than Obama ever did, because Obama was a globalist trying to suppress us. Trump is simply removing all the illegal garbage. Why can Trump just suddenly say we're not turning off any more coal power plants? Why can he just suddenly say we're pulled out of TPP? Why can he just suddenly do all these things? Because under executive action, all this unconstitutional garbage was done. So he can just remove it. But here's the key. Upon removing all of this onerous tyranny. Trump is not then dictating it as a stick over the heads of the elites. He's returning it to the Congress and to the people. Look at TPP. He could have taken that whole agreement, kept it secret, done whatever he wanted, quote, for his interest. No, he just said, it's gone. It was secret over 10 years. Hillary basically helped create it with Goldman Sachs. We're throwing the whole thing away. It was illegally brought in. It was being enforced by Obama outside of law. Congress didn't pass it. It's gone. We withdraw from the TPP because Obama had already put us into it. That was what, day two, he did that. And he passed the critical test. He devolved the power, which is what's needed, back to the states and back to the people. And the howls of anger only intensified up into the sky. It's just unprecedented. And then notice that something they snuck by Reagan, I don't blame Reagan for this because he didn't really have a hand in it, but it happened on Reagan's watch, so I guess he gets the blame, so the Democrats. But in, what, 1983, the Vaccine Damage Fund, which I guess Reagan thought, oh, we're going to pay for the kids that get hurt by bad vaccines. No, the law made it secret what happens to you, makes you go into a secret federal court, very hard to ever even get the vaccine damage money, and it's taxpayer money, over $1 billion a year, that's put in the fund to pay for what the vaccine makers do. Now, if somebody's above the law and can't get in trouble and there's a secret court, do you think they're going to make better vaccines or worse vaccines? Because I'm not arguing that there isn't a science that you can take some type of pathogen that's been attenuated, that's been neutralized, and that your body then still learns that it's an outside enemy and creates antibodies for it. But that's your body going to war, and you do that too much, it causes problems. It causes shock. It causes blood on the brain. It causes the equivalent of your baby getting stung by 100 bees. That's all that's happening when your baby goes into convulsions and is drooling a few hours after it gets all those vaccines, is it's having an allergic reaction. And I've had hundreds of medical doctors on, hundreds over the years, breaking this down, but you can read the insert. It says it can cause these shocks and cause seizures and then cause permanent epilepsy or narcolepsy or cause type 1 diabetes because it burns out your pancreatitis. It says it on the inserts. We've shown them to you hundreds of times here. Every year when kids are getting ready to go to school, Dell Hospital here in Austin is full of children who suddenly can't process sugar, who suddenly can't produce insulin, who suddenly don't have a pancreas. And every time it's the vaccine, they go, oh, type 1, suddenly the genetic form is way up. Well, yeah, because it's being destroyed. It says on the insert of the MMR shot and the flu shot and all the rest of them that it causes pancreatitis. And then right under that, it says diabetes, 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 diabetes. It hits your brain. It hits your pancreas big time. You have big autoimmune responses in them. And a lot of times it burns them out and your kid never comes back. Now, Barron is a very smart young man, and he's doing great. And a lot of people bounce back from damage from vaccines. But the word is, Barron got hurt when he was little with vaccines. See, this is a learning experience for Trump as well. And I'm not going to get into their private family business. They've said, leave your kids alone, and I've done that. But the point is that you notice Trump has got somebody who's had his family, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., up there about to lead a commission and really bring out all the investigations. And I know what the investigations are. They're open and shut. We've got the 2003, even ABC News did its job back then, from a 2000 meeting at the head of the CDC facility with the head of it and all of them admitting it was causing autoimmune disorders and causing massive shock and massive allergic responses and massive brain damage, and that they, A, had to cover it up or there'd be a civil war. They actually say a civil insurrection. Millions have been hurt or killed. And B, they had to clean the vaccines up. They didn't. The numbers are getting worse. They give the military experimental vaccines. You can't kill anthrax. Doesn't matter if you radiate it, burn it, whatever. Every spore has got to be chopped in half. They inject the troops with live anthrax. No wonder so many died. This is how crazy it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's a whole other area, how anthrax is literally living, dead, zombie plant spores.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coat, and everything was fine, till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. But I'll ride again.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, if you just tuned in at the end of that little breakdown about Trump coming out and saying we're going to investigate the vaccines, we're going to put the facts on the table. We're talking about anthrax and thinking about experimental vaccines they use in the military. So I was talking to a lot of veterans up in D.C. over the inauguration. They were all talking about how the huge list of vaccines they were given would make them so sick. But they said they would just gut up for America and do it. And I was pointing out that most of those vaccines were experimental. So under federal law, you can't order the military to take vaccines that are experimental. You can't order citizens to take anything. And that Bioport that produced the anthrax vaccine got caught having live anthrax in it. And so I was going from memory, and I said, listen, anthrax is a type of bacteria that when it goes into its dormant phase, it's similar to the plant family, and this is layman terms, that it folds in on itself, shrivels up into a crystalline state, and they've documented hundreds of thousands of years it can live in the dirt. I've said 100 to the military guys, because that's well known. And they believe maybe millions. And so one of the big theories is this is the type of family of bacteria that might have seeded the earth if you don't believe in the Christian cosmology. But I went and researched it again when I got home Saturday for like an hour. And, of course, it's just so amazing the processes of just this family of bacteria that anthrax happens to be a part of. And that they know you can't radiate it. You can't hardly burn it. There's no way to attenuate it where it doesn't make you sick. And that's why they keep coming back with anthrax vaccines, and it keeps killing people. Because you're trying to give someone something that can't be killed because it kills itself. When this family of bacteria that anthrax comes from, and again, I'm not a scientist, I'm just giving the basic breakdowns, go research for yourself, starts freezing or starts dying, it goes through this process where it folds in on itself and the bacteria eats itself. It divides. The other side eats the other side, then it implodes and shrinks in to a solid crystalline form that can last millions of years. It's dead. It's dormant. You talk about suspended animation. So our scientists go, here, put it in a big tank, fry it with radiation, heat it up. Okay, we think these spores are dead. And this will make it where when you get hit by these spores, your body would have learned how to deal with them. There is no dealing with it. And the truth is, it was all a big giant experiment to see what mutations would be caused by injecting humans with this deadly bacteria. Because it's known to manipulate human DNA in survivors. And so all the military that was given this, and I've been told this by high ups, again, I'm not a scientist, I'm giving you the gestalt of what I was told. You were guinea pigs because the globalists then later at the VA get your blood and they're testing and watching and looking for certain mutations they want to use in their long-term gene therapy programs and what they call basically the eternal cell line that was first found in a woman here in the United States back in the 40s. Cancer killed her in a week, and they found that the cancer never dies. You can put a piece of the tumor in a dish, freeze it, or leave it out in the open, and it just sits there and doesn't die. It's a zombie. It doesn't need oxygen. It doesn't need nutrients. It doesn't need anything. So they're obsessed with what I call zombie cell lines. This isn't zombie movies, folks. This is the real deal. And anthrax, in the bacteria / plant family, it's in the whole side of the bacteria family that's associated with plants. And again, I'm giving you just a layman's breakdown of this. I've read hundreds of papers on it. And then over on the other side, cancers in humans, where the cells are so strong and so powerful, they won't die unless you completely burn them into ashes. The problem is with anthrax is heating it up doesn't do it either until you smash the crystals at a microscopic level. Heating it up doesn't kill it. You have to turn it into ashes. You have to burn it into dust. I didn't mean to segue. It's just the media will make a joke and go, Jones claims the government injected troops with zombie spores. Well, yes, that's what anthrax is. It is a desiccated zombie bacteria that can live a million years and that reactivates, and we injected the troops with that. Okay, you can't make this up. Truth stranger than fiction. More on Trump's overthrow of the New World Order straight ahead. Trump is on fire.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So Trump is going after the corrupt vaccine makers that have been caught poisoning the general public. He's also looking into not giving experimental vaccines to folks in the military. That's part of the whole commission that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to head up. Trump is, again, helped buoy through Trump euphoria the stock market past 20,000. In fact, if you can pull it up on screen, let's look where it is right now. And so many other just incredibly positive things. Huge factories coming back, being announced every other day. And the media is selling it like Trump is abandoning America. Trump is trying to hurt America. Trump is doing the opposite. The Dow is now at 20,060.85. Trump is doing the opposite. He's saying we're going to rebuild our infrastructure. We're going to stand up for our interest. That doesn't mean the United States won't be involved in the world, but we're not going to pay for multinational corporations to go take over third world countries, exploit their labor, and then ship in their crap to destroy American jobs. We're not going to let foreign multinationals controlling federal regulators steal our jobs by openly setting up regulations that make it impossible to do business in this country unless you're an insider. They've chosen what areas of the country they want to develop. The globalists have. And they've decided that the Midwest and other areas are to be depopulated. That's official. That's what Obama signed into law with his whole Rural Affairs Commission that the Pentagon would head up under Agenda 21 to force integrate city people into the country and basically set up Black Lives Matter type scenarios all over the nation. I mean, this is so incredibly diabolical what's going on. And it was so evil that because you exposed it and other people exposed it, it's now burning up and collapsing in flames so fast. Now, Trump has pointed out that the Vatican has walls. He's pointed out that China has a great wall and a wall on its coastline. He's pointed out that we've paid for walls in Iraq, walls in Afghanistan, walls in Macedonia. The United States has paid for hundreds of walls, well, thousands of smaller walls, but hundreds of walls in different nations along borders. And now under Obama, they've been paying to take down those walls and bring all the jihadis into Europe. And so Trump's pointed out to Mexico, you have a continual wall on your southern border. It never ends. It never stops. You have areas that are accessible by humans on the Guatemala border. You have helicopters. You have armored vehicles. You have military. I've been there. I've seen it. Well, we're going to do the same thing on our border. It's completely out of control and lawless, and there are over 250,000 aggravated felons in the United States from all over Europe, all over Asia, all over Russia, Latin America, Canada, you name it. We don't care what color you are or where you came from. If you are a felon or aggravated felon and you're in this country and you get picked up, you are being put on an airplane and your butt is being flown back to the country that is waiting for you, many times criminal charges. The United States is not a dumping ground for miscreants. Also, we're not going to have the anchor baby status anymore. He's getting ready in the next 2 days to announce that has been announced. Where you don't just come here and have a kid free and then everything's paid for and they become a citizen. It's the Chinese that have now outpaced Mexico in doing that. We are a joke. And again, they try to bully us into submission as we go bankrupt. You will pay for it. You will do it. It's the right thing to do. I didn't get to it yesterday, but there was a clip on Tucker Carlson. There's another one out today where the communist on the program is saying, oh, well, America's racist, so that's why you have to let more people in. You have to prove that you're not racist. And Carlson says to him, because they all have the same talking point, these liberal groups, well, if we're totally white supremacists, why then have we become a non-white population in most areas, and it's going to be totally reversed within 20 years? See, Trump and everybody else is just trying to get an American birthright to anybody that comes here who actually wants to be an American. Instead, the globalists want to turn you into a mental patient running around screaming and yelling, you're an effing white male, and calling for socialism and calling for the American dream to be welfare so you can be completely conditioned and controlled. Trump's also calling for a major investigation into voter fraud, which was organized by the Democrats, so it became election fraud. And I have an entire stack of news I want to cover right now, documenting the fact that Pew Research and ICE and so many other organizations have found that what Trump is saying is actually not even 10% of how bad it is. It's worse than what President Trump is saying. And just like they told us we could never have President Trump, they never told us we could get out of the TPP, they never told us we could get out of Obamacare, they never told us. Yeah, they told us over and over and over again that it was impossible to ever reverse any of this, and 5 days in, it's on fire, and more than 10% of the globalist agenda is already gone. It's happening much quicker than I thought, but it's a blitzkrieg approach of just overwhelming the enemy, Trump hitting him with all of his energy, and delegating. You notice Saturday, as soon as Mattis had been confirmed to the Secretary of Defense that a whole bunch of targets across Syria got bombed, big command and control bases that Obama had been protecting. As Trump told the CIA, the gloves are off. Target all Al-Qaeda. Target all ISIS, because what Obama would do was sit there over every little target and, of course, protect them, because he was only basically intimidated by being exposed into targeting any of the targets. So a lot of the top leaders are being killed as we speak. Those stories are up on screen. But remember that we challenged Trump months before the election, the final election. Last year, we said they will engage in fraud. Homeland Security is trying to take over the election. They will bus in the illegals. Project Veritas caught them on tape. Democrats bragged about it in newspapers, saying if you're an illegal alien or you're a criminal or you're whatever, just go out, read the obituary, find out if somebody's dead, and the Democrats will give you a match in the local voter roll and give you a list of people to go out and vote in their stead. And they arrested people in Texas, in Colorado, in New Mexico, all over the country, in Florida, with lists of people who were dead, who were on the voter rolls. Who do you think matched up those dead people, recently dead, with voters on the voter rolls? The Democratic Party. I've got a stack of news here, but even Fox News goes, well, Trump's right that there are millions of people, millions of dead people on the voter rolls, and millions of illegals that reportedly vote sometime, but there's no proof it's organized, and there's no proof it's massive. But now all of a sudden, they're having to back off and saying, well, millions of illegals probably did vote in 2016, and of all places, that's Politico. In fact, scroll back to the top of that. That's Investor's Business Daily. I also saw a similar headline from Politico. So Trump knows what he's doing. He is exposing the whole Democratic Party program that's public in 7 different states. Well, 14 states are trying, but 7 actually got bills out of their legislatures in the last 2 years to have illegals vote. But none of the governors could sign it because it was so bold it would violate federal law. But Illinois and California and other states, they passed laws that illegals could vote. They didn't say illegals. They said that anyone that's here, including migrants or immigrants, can vote. Nowhere else on earth you just show up and vote. China, that's always criticizing us and calling us fascists, doesn't have voting. They have a Politburo and a central committee, but they have a president, so it's okay. So Trump calls for major investigation into voter fraud, and I was watching Fox News this morning, and they were saying, well, he's really wrong. I mean, millions of illegals didn't vote, even though I have Pew Research reports and Fox News pieces, but it was Fox Business, admitting the numbers were way bigger than the 2, 3, or 4, or 5 million that Trump says they think may have voted. So, of course, if the Democrats are organizing them to vote, caught on tape having them vote, people are being arrested, they're saying illegals have a right to vote, then, of course, this should be investigated. But they act like nothing's happening. All over the country, they're calling it civil rights to not show your ID when you vote. But they want you to show your ID when you do everything else. Paul Watson wrote a key report on it. 3 million votes in presidential election cast by illegal aliens. And he goes over the fact. We should retweet that article at Trump, because so many times when he comes out with his statements, he doesn't really go over the evidence. And I understand it's hard to do that in a tweet. Spicer, by the way, who's getting more hardcore, has been doing that. And speaking of Spicer, let's go to the Communist News Network covering one of his press conferences.
He stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign, and he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer doubling down on the president's claim, but repeatedly unable to point to evidence that backs up the charge that has been debunked by Republicans and Democrats alike.
Is said that the president believes that there was voter fraud. I wonder if you believe that. You were at the Republican National Committee at the time, and Chief of Staff Reince Priebus was the chairman of the RNC at the time. Do you believe there was widespread voter fraud?
Listen, my job is not. Look,
how can he be comfortable with his win if he believes
he's very
there
comfortable
was
with his
3
win.
Million votes? Maybe he didn't win.
No, he's very comfortable with his win. It's an electoral-based system. He got 306 electoral votes, 33 of 50.
Let's back this up for a second, but I just want to make a point here. The same Republican Party that ganged up on Trump and said that he was crazy and evil and bad are the ones that said that there was no evidence of any voter fraud. So they know when they're up there saying all this that it's garbage. And they're also saying, oh, Trump isn't comfortable with his win. And so that's why he's doing this. No, he's trying to secure voting rights in this country for citizens and not letting the globalists who are using massive immigrant invasions as a tool to overthrow countries. He's trying to defend the integrity and sovereignty, and Trump knows that top election fraud experts have reported that at least 5 states were stolen from him and that Hillary tried and failed in 6 other states where Homeland Security was caught hundreds of times per state. Trying to break into the computers on election day. There's another headline. Illegal immigrants could elect Hillary. Please print me that as well. That's Politico. Again, there's this leftist, globalist, elitist operating system where they admit their plan for illegals to overthrow Trump, and they admit they're getting him to vote, and we have them on all these videos, and election officials in New York admitting the massive fraud plan, and we have the WikiLeaks memos, and we have them admitting that they're planning to do it, then we catch them doing it. President Trump, when he was a candidate, comes out and exposes it and has been proven right, and then he's the bad guy, and a bunch of surly, elitist, arrogant press corps people who aren't even real press come out and say, oh, he doesn't feel legitimate. He won the Electoral College. He would have won in a bigger landslide and would have won the popular vote, clearly losing by 2 million votes to Hillary if this hadn't been the case of your fraud. And by the way, all 50, that's 50, ladies and gentlemen, 50, all 50 state attorney generals have written letters, that includes Democrats, to Trump saying, please reverse the executive actions of Obama saying that elections are now federal. That's scary. That's not supposed to work that way. Remember Obama said whenever I brought it up, oh, that crazy guy in Texas, we don't run the elections. Don't worry. They were sure trying, but doing it by stealth didn't work. So Trump's been proven correct. So they're crapping their drawers right now, literally, and trying to make it look illegitimate that Trump knows what really went on. Let's go back to the tape.
Be comfortable with his win if he believes
he's very comfortable with his
3 million votes. Maybe he didn't win.
No, he's very comfortable with his win. It's an electoral based system. He got 306 electoral votes. 33 of 50 states voted for him. I think, look, Jeff, I've asked and answered this question twice. He believes what he believes based on the information he's provided. Yes.
Trump has got a good idea to kick most of these people out because these aren't real reporters. Look at that little surly guy. He thinks he's arrived because he's arrogant. He'll do what he's told. He'll spin. Did you hear him say maybe he didn't win? Spicer's talking over him, but he says, maybe, why is he not securing his victory? Maybe he didn't win. Oh, just like they had recounts and he got more votes back than Hillary did? 10-1 or more? Oh, just like she lost electors, she lost 5, he lost 2 in that initiative? Yeah, there it is. CNN reporter on Trump. Maybe he didn't win, but don't worry. Let's have CNN front row seats right there. Let's not have a Drudge correspondent, a Breitbart, and InfoWars at least even mixed in. And look, I'm not criticizing it. Quite frankly, I don't even want to be in there. We probably do need to set up a bureau just to cover what's happening there and all our sources and go to some of these just for optics. But we're taking back the country. That's why we're here in Austin. We're taking back the country, reaching out to the people and doing the hard work, not sitting in there being arrogant so people around the water cooler at failing CNN, I'm skipping this break, so people at failing CNN, joke CNN, totally discredited CNN, and go, oh, good job saying maybe he wasn't even elected. Oh, see, Trump comes in, he's elected, but says, I'm going to secure our voting because the Democrats have got all these illegals voting. We've caught them doing it. And this guy's so arrogant, he says maybe Trump didn't even win. And then that's news because this guy's wearing a $3,000 suit and, you know, wearing the little black-rimmed glasses and acting like an intellectual. He's so smart. Because they all say together, there's no evidence of fraud, no evidence of illegals, just seven states passing out of their houses laws for illegals to vote and illegals being caught everywhere and Democrats caught commanding the illegals. But it's not really illegals that are the big issue. They're part of it. It's mainly Democrats with list of dead voters running around. My estimates are that's 3-1 that. And of course, when Trump says he wants an investigation, he means executive branch to codify. Don't worry, Mr. President. I've asked Paul Watson, and I'll do it as well. In the next 48 hours, I'm going to shoot a detailed bullet report showing each admission, each arrest, you know, documents, where they're doing it, the laws, how they admitted, how the UN's calling for it. The UN called last year for America to accept, quote, migrants voting. Germany's moving to let, quote, migrants vote. Some German cities let people who got off the plane one day vote. Oh, but there's none of this happening. None of this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. There are no dead people voting. Even though they're bragging, illegals and dead people are what's going to beat Trump. Hillary's got a secret weapon. The illegals you don't like, Trump. Sorry, the legal people that are here, the people that happen to be Hispanic or Russian or African that have become citizens, they get what's happening, and they want a piece of the American pie, and they know Trump is addressing it, and they voted for him in record numbers. That's why your giant election fraud failed. You stole five states, and still you failed. You hit Roger Stone with polonium. Still you failed. You threw everything you had at us, but still you failed. How'd you like us sending out all the people to scream rape at your events? Think that helps you a little bit? That was nothing. We had tactics 10 times more hardcore that were legal, ready to be used, but we knew the internal polls were showing we were going to beat you. So if you really want the gloves off, if you think your army of a bunch of screaming, ugly harpies wearing pink condoms on their heads scares us, got nothing coming. It scares us you've turned them into such slobs, such entitled fools. But it doesn't scare us of the outcome. We're going to win. And get ready. We finally have somebody in the executive branch that isn't out to get America and doesn't care what you think or say and knows that you're a pack of colluding, sycophantic vampires. Now, let's go back to this little vampire turd, pile of garbage, whatever his name is, who says maybe he kind of understands. Maybe he didn't win. Maybe he didn't win. So, see, Trump's crazy to say he won by more, but this guy with no proof, the same CNN that said that, you know, the crowd was 10%, total lie. Or that they got rid of the bust of Martin Luther King. Total lie. These people are just outrageous enemies of this country. Let's go back to it.
For democracy, though, Sean, what does that mean?
If
you just believe that, what does that mean for democracy?
It means that, yeah, I've answered your question.
Have you?
The allegations of voter fraud, which Trump has repeatedly made before taking office, surfaced again after the president repeated that claim Monday night while meeting with congressional leaders at the White House.
I think he won very, very handily. He's very comfortable with his win.
But he doesn't sound like it. He won the Electoral College, but lost the popular vote by nearly 3 million. He charged that 3 to 5 million people voted illegally, a claim as unsubstantiated as when he first made it after the election. But now it carries the weight of the presidency. To back up the allegations, his advisors have pointed to a 2012 study by the Pew Center. It found nearly 3 million people have voter registrations in more than one state, and nearly 2 million people are listed as dead. But the study made no finding of voter fraud.
All right, let's stop right there. CNN's done it again. The same ones that showed the crowd coming in at 8:30 and then cut it and showed the crowd going out later. You see the crowd change to lie to the public, just like PBS did, just like Young Turks did, all deceiving you. We have the Pew Research Report, and Fox had it on Fox Business a few months ago, and the numbers are way bigger. Those were only numbers in one part of the study. The numbers are in the tens of millions, but what the experts believe are voting is 2 to 3 million illegals and 3 to 5 million, quote, dead people. Now, you add that together, conservatively, there's 5, 6, 7, 8 million people that are voting, and we know who does this. This is Democrats, so Trump could probably say he really won by 6, 7 million. He's being conservative, so he knows when the research is done, it'll be more than what he said. Undocumented America, the Truth of Illegal Immigration. Let's go ahead and play the report on the Pew Research.
According to Pew, 24 million people, one of every eight, voter registrations in the U.S. are no longer valid or significantly inaccurate. More than 1.8 million dead people are listed as voters. So you could use that name. Go ahead and vote. Approximately 2.75 million people, 2¾ million people, are registered in more than one state. So that is outlines, I think, the possibility of voter fraud.
All right, now let's go ahead and go to the actual facts. You go to Paul Joseph Watson's article. He links to all the actual facts, federal statistics, you name it. 3 million votes in presidential election cast by illegal aliens. Trump may have won popular vote. November 14, 2016. Beth Harris, top expert, big liberal. She said, coming on the show, clear evidence in five states of impossible numbers for Hillary. Her getting 100% in precincts, or having, you know, massive amounts come in only for her right as they were closing, and that there were evidence of the, of five states being stolen, probably more. So see, we're not even looking at states they stole or electronically manipulated, because there's a lot of evidence of that. We're just looking at the illegals voting. So there's that article. Here's another one out of Bloomberg. Some cities want their non-citizen immigrants to vote, and they've caught those cities in 14 different states, letting them vote because there's no IDs needed in, what, 20-something states. So what do you think happens? The Democrats bust you around with a list of dead people. It's all about the dead people on the rolls. There needs to be a law at every state level that when somebody dies, that an email is sent and a program, and they are removed from the rolls. That's the way to fix this. It's all folks who are dead, most of them conservatives and patriots. Imagine for 4 or 5 years still on the voter rolls, sometimes longer, with people stealing their identity and stealing their right as a citizen to vote. So, oh, that's Bloomberg. Oh, they want the illegals to vote, but none of them voted. Third time a charm, Fox News, San Francisco, to try yet again to give illegal immigrants voting rights. San Francisco moves to open voting for illegals. There's some articles, too, you can pull them up, where states passed it out of their houses. I remember covering those. Two investigators, Chicago voters, cast ballots from beyond the grave, CBS News. U.S. elites buying New Zealand redoubts. That's coming up. And then Ron Paul's coming up. We'll break down this and so much more. But I got to say, I am wildly pleased by Trump. This is pure Americana. This is the return of the Republic. Things got so bad that we now identify the clear enemies, what their programs are, and we're resisting them. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a listener-supported transmission. Please check out the products at InfoWarsStore.com. You need the very best gravity-fed systems out there, from the Alexa Pure to the Pro Pure to many more. They're all apples and oranges, but some are better in some ways or worse than others. They're all excellent, all the highest quality. InfoWarsStore.com. We have auto ship for anybody that signs up for things that are perishable or reusable, like the nutraceuticals, the supplements. Get an additional 10% off when you order for that. There's also free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com. And boy, the Donald Trump lithograph 2,000 prints sold out before I could ever raise the price. We're going to reprint, obviously, as soon as he does another portrait, more limited edition. But thank you all for your support. That helps fund our operation. And boys, are going to look good hanging in your house on the parchment paper. And this is kind of white parchment. We're going to reprint it in kind of a yellower parchment, but I think this looks good. We're going to bring in Ronald Reagan as well, George Washington, and John Wayne, just to piss them off. So this is something we're going to do, because they hate seeing these images of Americana, and we are going to make it fashionable again, liberty fun again, and that's what's happening. They hate it. Also, we have an emergency shipment of DNA Force now back in stock. I am still offering 10% off on that, but a lot of stuff is sold out. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You get great products, and you fund the spearhead of the fight for human liberty. It's a total 360 win. I salute you all. Hour two, 70 seconds out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com.